Hey, one last thing. Watch my YouTube channel, heres2goodlight.com. And I put out a weekly YouTube of inspiring photo talks. And I think you'll enjoy it. So take a look. Here's to good light. Hey, I'm Kenneth Wajda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. And if you're looking for a professional photographer in Colorado, give me a call. All right. Today I'm going to talk about something I mentioned yesterday about how you need to practice. Practice makes perfect. That's what they say, right? Practice makes perfect. Well, I might disagree with that. I do believe that constantly working at something, chipping away at the skill, makes for more growth and you get better. But I think the proper term for that is perfect practice makes perfect. Because you can practice lots of bad skills. You can reinforce lots of bad techniques. You can practice the wrong things over and over, and you'll get really good at being sloppy and not understanding the things that would have made it so that you would have progressed. But practice doesn't only make perfect, but getting closer to perfect practice, getting used to trying new things to see how else you can improve it, not just going out and doing the same thing over and over. And then whether you're not satisfied with your photographs or you don't see any growth, it may be you're not pushing yourself. Have you used a studio flash? Have you used an off-camera flash? Have you worked with a hot light behind a large silk? Have you tried to create window light? Have you shot front lit and back lit outside? Have you tried all the possibilities of what you can do with a camera? Have you studied other photographers and tried to decipher what they've done in the photographs that you're looking at? Because all of those things work together to contribute to making a photographer's eye and learning how to use light and see light. And practicing those skills and practicing new skills and learning from them and moving forward. It's not only practice makes perfect. Yes, constancy is important, but ideally, perfect practice makes perfect. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button, write a review, and I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks. Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to make a note that if you or you know somebody who has a large camera collection, or even just a few cameras that have been given to them or passed down in their family and they're looking to sell them, it would be possible for me to go check them out and bring batteries and test them and let them know what they have. If you know somebody or you need that service, go to thecameraseller.com and I have information there about how I can do an in-person consultation or online Zoom consultations and help you know exactly what that equipment is worth. So check it out, thecameraseller.com. Okay, on with the show.